got me in a whirl. Ring, ding, a ding, a ding, 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 ding. She's my ring, a ding, girl. Ring, ding, ding.
Well, a very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Tussiott, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. this afternoon, or this evening, playing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest, on today, Sunday the 30th of July, 2017. Welcome to the show. Enjoy your stay. Well, in this week's episode, we got brand new songs from Loreen, Magnus Carlsson, and Nicky French. But first up, it's time for us to play the Greek entry from the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest from Sakis Rouvas.
Every time you wanna play, turn me on, all the way. Come to me and take the ride. Skin on skin, it's pure delight. Giving me the passion, you're burning my heart. Gonna rock you till you drop. Baby, you're the reason I'm feeling so hot. Want you now. Just can't stop.
I will trade my life for a night with you, driven by desire. Make that move on me, stand for you to see that my world's on fire.
Shake, 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 mi amor. Crazy for love, give me some more. Shake, 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 mi amor. Crazy for love.
For a summertime, despite the weather. That is Sakis Rouvas with Shake It. That came third for Greece in 2004, and the United Kingdom gave that 12 points, and quite rightly so. What an amazing song that was, too. I think that was a worthy winner. Personally, I wasn't a big Ruslana fan. I know Sadie Trent, who might be listening to us, is crying at the moment for me saying that, but you know, I do love Zeljko Jaksimović, and I do love Sakis Rouvas, or Zeljko with Jelena Moja came second for Serbia and Montenegro in the 2004 contest in Istanbul, Turkey, indeed. So, you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you enjoy your stay here. I'm with you until 6 p.m, as we said at the top of the hour. If you would like to get in contact with the show, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Send your requests in there, or dedications, or even just send us a cheeky message. It would be lovely to hear from you. You can also send us a tweet at ESC Showcases, our Twitter handle, or twitter.com/ESC Showcase. And alternatively, you can like our Facebook page, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or on your search tab on Facebook, just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as I say. Right, time for one of our first brand new releases to be played this week, and it comes from Loreen. And Loreen won the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest with Euphoria, topped the charts all over Europe, including the United Kingdom. Well, last November, just moments after SVT revealed her as the Melody Festival in 2017 competitor, Loreen told WeWeBlogs.com that a new album was in the pipeline. Yes, and last Friday, well, a couple of Fridays ago, actually, to be fair, the Swedish pop star Loreen gave a taste of what was to come by releasing Body, the lead single from her forthcoming album called Nude, which is out on August 25th. And she says, the wait is over. She wrote on an Instagram post and shared with her 87,000 followers, today I release Body, part one of my hashtag nude project, a project just for you all. It sounds good. So, from the album Nude, this song is called Body, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Crazy. Kasia Mosz from Poland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
How long will I wait for you? How long will you wait for me?
If you don't get too close, you won't see the joke. Maybe everything looks so cool. Maybe I'm just fooling. When I'm almost out the door, your sweet smile is so hey, I think you're just the same. Better if you think again. I've been a faker, yeah. Someone who didn't care. And I would never want to be with someone like me. About me, my cards are on the table, and I have really learned to hide these feelings deep inside. I know the honesty with them. It's nothing when you're crying. I've been a faker, yeah. Someone who didn't care, and I would never want to be with someone like me. But maybe one more night.
There we are. That is the amazing, and I do say amazing, Andrzej Tomasz Pyszczyński with the song Too Long. And that represented Poland at the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest. He did. And after Eurovision, he sort of disappeared for a few years, but then he came back. And in 2005, he released an album that got platinum. He did. But at the Eurovision Song Contest, he sadly only came 20th with 11 points. But he had the three most amazing backing singers were just awesome back then. Loved Poland then. And that is so cheesy, it's good in my book. Right, speaking of really cheesy, I've got another song here now. Well, actually, it's not very cheesy. I think it is my favourite of the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest from Zagreb, Yugoslavia. And we played the Yugoslavian entry on Home Soil last week. We're going to play this song, which was my favourite of that contest. And playing Haludoludo last week's show made me think, oh yeah, I've got to really play the Austrian entry of that year too. And it was awesome. And here is Simone with Keine Mauer mehr, which from German to English means no walls anywhere. This is Austria 1990.
Thank you.
Simone, No Walls Anywhere, Keine Mauer mehr, Austria, 1990. Right, it's time for a double of Swedish pop, and it's coming from Magnus Carlsson. Now, in just a moment, we're going to be playing his brand new song here on the Eurovision Showcase. But first up, we're going to hear a song from Melodifestivalen 2006. Live. Yeah, we are. And the song we're going to hear, our pure Swedish schlager, is Live, Leave It, which means live life in Swedish. Okay, so here's Magnus Carlsson from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish National Final, 2006.
This is Magnus Carlsson from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Jag vaknade i morse och det första som jag tänkte på var dig. Med ett leende tar jag mig ner till stranden, du lyser upp när du ser mig.
På stranden, hela staden sover och du håller mig i handen. Nu är det du och jag. Vi stannar hela natten, dansar under stjärnorna så vi kan gå på vatten. Nu är det du och jag.
inte förstå sånt du jag har som lyckas träffa någon som du. Det känns nästan för bra och för första gången stämmer allting nu. En dag för oss själva, inte någon som stör. Alla andra är utanför.
Sommar, which means summer in Swedish, from Magnus Carlsson, his brand new single. It's available to download right now on iTunes. Go get it. Go get it.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's that time of the show where we do Rob's Random Request. Now, Rob is my very future husband in the next couple of weeks. Oh, very exciting. It is indeed. Now, we have two hats for Rob to put his hand in and pick them out. So we've got a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. He sticks his hand in both and picks one at a time, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on the Eurovision Showcase once we glue them together. Right, Rob has picked 2007. Yes, he has. And the country of Ukraine. Yes, so it's Velika Sudochka with Dancing Lasha Tubai. Now, this was obviously sung by Velika Sudochka at the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest held in Helsinki, Finland. The original title was simply called Dancing, but it was changed due to the controversy about the lyrics. And the song included lyrics in four languages: in German, English, Russian and Ukrainian. And in the Eurovision Song Contest 2007, Dancing Lasha Tubai finished runner-up to Serbia's Maria Stavanović with Molitva. Yes, in the performance at the Eurovision Song Contest, Sudochka was accompanied by five backing singers and dancers dressed in silver and gold clothing. Yes. Now, the two main companion dancers dancing each side of Velika Sudochka wore the number 18 on their backs, referring to the entry's position in the final. Yes, sometimes that doesn't really happen. Tattoo did that. They had number 1 on each of their teachers on their things. So that was that. Right, well, in the charts, the song performed very well on download charts in Ireland and the UK since the final. On the Irish iTunes download chart, it outsold any more than any other country, double, including the winning entry. And on May 18th, 2007, it entered the Irish singles chart only as a download. Okay? But its chart positions right across Europe were pretty spectacular, to be honest. It got to number 2 in Finland, at number 6 in France and Sweden. It did. It got to number 22 in the European Hot 100 Singles chart, and number 28 here in the United Kingdom. It did indeed. So, in all fairness, it Ukraine actually did pretty damn well. And fair enough, you sort of, you know, you have to deal with it, don't you, these days? Oh, dear. But Vertka Sudushka did have to go for a national final, so it's not necessarily a shocker that's how it won. So if you look at it in the Eurovision Song Contest, a grand final, Ukraine got 12 points from Andorra, Czech Republic, Latvia, Poland and Portugal, 10 points from Belarus, Georgia and Israel, and 8 points from Estonia, Ireland, Lithuania, Russia and the United Kingdom. And that year in 2007, Ukraine awarded 8 points to Serbia, which was ended up being the winner, from Maria Stefanovic with Molly Tavar. 10 points went to the Georgian entry at the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest. And also, Ukraine gave 12 points in 2007 to Belarus, which was from Koldun with Work Your Magic. Oh. Anyways, it's moving swiftly on. Now, this is such a Marmite song. But before we have the Eurovision Showcase news, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Ukraine 2007, Vertka Sudushka, Dancing Lasha Tubai.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vertka Sudushka. Me, English, Nick Fierstein. Let's big dance.
Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, ein, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, ein, zwei, drei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, ein, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, ein, zwei, drei.
Tausend!
Didn't want to play that. Oh dear. Sadly, you win some and lose some in life, don't you? Yes, it's a very big week of Eurovision news, and it's time for that here on the Eurovision Showcase. Confirmed earlier this week, the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest will be coming from Lisbon in Portugal from the Mayo Arena. Yes, it's all been confirmed. Now, the first semi-final will take place on Tuesday, the 8th of May. And the second semi-final will take place on Thursday, the 10th of May. And the grand final will take place on Saturday, the 12th of May, 2018. The Portuguese broadcaster RTP have come up with a substantial dossier of how they want to host the Eurovision Song Contest next year. They have a plan of budgetary funds, so it looks very organised so far, and the Portuguese people are looking forward to welcoming all Eurovision fans to Lisbon next year, including me. And on Saturday the 22nd of July, the Eurovision Choir of the Year contest took place, and Slovenia won the very first edition of the contest. Carmen Manet was the name of the all-female group in Slovenia. A fantastic performance which you can check out on YouTube. Wales came second and Latvia came third. Now, a few days ago, WeWeBlogs had an article up saying Eurovision 2018, is RTP actually considering Nelly Furtado as host of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018? Now that would be a very interesting development. Stay tuned for further details. And finally, this year's Montenegrin singer Slavko is on this year's edition of the United Kingdom's X Factor. How exciting. We'll see him on ITV very soon. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews, and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Brendan Murray from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Dying to Try. Enjoy.
I'm dying to try.
This is Slavko from Montenegro. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Space. Enjoy!
This is Norma John from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Blackbird.
Enjoy!
Ветар мирише и бол ме
negdje za mnom uzdišeš, gdje si od mene sakrivena. U kosu stavi ruzmanin i jedan cvijet kraj šadrvana. Lejla, zar bi mogla ti drugog voljeti? Zaprose, znaj, tamo neću biti ja. Lako se tuge oproste, al samo ljubav nikada. Zar bi mogla ti drugog voljeti? Što volje tebe.
A big finish there. From Bosnia-Herzegovina, 2006. Hari Matahari with Lelia. Yes, what a great song there. Probably the best Bosnia-Herzegovina entry. And it is the most successful Bosnia-Herzegovina entry at the Eurovision Song Contest, coming a very respectable third place in 2006 in Athens, Greece. Indeed. Right, it's now time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is where we play a live version of a Eurovision Song Contest song here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, indeedy-do. Right, and we're heading over to the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest this week, and it comes from the country of Iceland. Now, Iceland returned to the Eurovision Song Contest in 1999 after being relegated from the 98 contest in Birmingham after Paul Oskar came 20th at the 1997 Eurovision with Mehinsti Dance. Now for the contest, Iceland entered All Out of Luck, sung by Selma Bujonsdottir and composed by Valdor Bjarri Hollarsson and Blevibjorn Ibolvinsson and Selma herself. And the song was selected internally by the Icelandic broadcaster RUV. Indeed. Now, the song was performed 13th on the night following Poland and preceding Cyprus, one of the favourites to win. The song received 146 points, losing out to Charlotte Nilsson's song Take Me to Your Heaven from Sweden by 17 points, placing second out of 23 countries. Well, Cyprus, Denmark and Sweden gave 12 points to Iceland. And the following countries gave 10 points. Estonia, Israel, Malta, Norway, Spain, Turkey and the United Kingdom. Indeed. And Iceland gave 8 points to Austria that year, which Bobby Singer with Reflection. 10 points to Sweden's Charlotte Nilsson and Take Me to Your Heaven, and 12 points of the Danish entry that year. Yes, which was from Trine Jepsen and Michael Tischel with This Time I Mean It. Bit of a boring song, to be honest. Okay, so here we are. Is it Selma with All Out of Luck, Iceland 1999, coming second. Enjoy.
We're human. Take a look once again. If you
That's Oscar Zia with Human. That came second in Melodifestivalen, the Swedish National Final, 2016. What an amazing tune that was. I think it may have been my favourite of Melodifestivalen 2016. Even if it was a particular pick between Oscar and Franz, I would definitely go with Oscar. I couldn't stand If I Were Sorry. Really, and still don't to this day. I think it's god-awful. Even though I think the UK gave it some quite high points. So I know I'm in the minority, certainly. So anyways, we'll move swiftly on to a song which was also from a national final, from a United Kingdom perspective, though. Now, this song jointly won the 1980 UK national final called A Song for Europe, like it was back then. But because of a going around, they basically Maggie Moon and Prima Donna got the same amount of points at the end of the voting by going all to the regional juries. But because Maggie Moon and Prima Donna ended up having the same amount of points, they had to go around the juries again, and then the juries had to vote again, basically, to see who would they want to send to The Hague, to the Eurovision 1980 in the Netherlands. Well, eventually, Prima Donna was picked, but Maggie Moon wasn't far off from going to The Hague herself. So, let's hear a song from the 1980 Song for Europe here in the United Kingdom. It is Maggie Moon with Happy Everything. Could this have won in 1980?
If every wish of mine comes true, a box will come addressed to you, a velvet box fit for a king. Now who would send you such a thing? Open it up and there will be a happy everything from me.
My love wrapped in a circus clothes.
What a sweet song that was. Do you think they could have won in The Hague? Oh, it's very good, isn't it? Could have given Johnny Logan a run for his money. There we are. Well, Prima Donna did too, still. Yeah. So there we are. Maggie Meal, Happy Everything. Now, it's time to go for a Eurovision classic from Germany, 1972. This is Mary Rose with Nur die Liebe hast uns lieben, which in English means Only Love Let Us Live. But we're going to hear the English version, which is called Wake Me Up Early in the Morning. Enjoy! Germany, 1972.
Show me. Nothing's gonna hurt me
Mary Rus, Germany, 1972. Entry there. Yeah, that's very good. Right, well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Tussiot, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Thank you for your company. It was a pleasure to have you there. Now, I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time here on the Eurovision Showcase. And next week, we're going to have a Melodifestivalen special, the Swedish National Final Selection Show. We're going to be especially focusing on that throughout the years. And hopefully you can join us then. Now you can follow us on Twitter again at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. See you next week. Toodaloo!
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tutiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.